We're getting reports now that armies of smart students determined to solve the global energy crisis are now being deployed to the battlefield.
10 years from now, we will have a talent pool that will be so much more capable than we have today in solving the specific problems. That's what gives me hope. The brains are back, and we will catch up.
One venture capitalist at the TED conference in Long Beach, California, says the smart cavalry have arrived in the nick of time, the brains and financial brawn of dealing with the Earth's energy future, finding personal trainers for a planet in bad shape. That's your takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning. It's Friday, February 6th. John is joining us from Los Angeles today on the last day of our series Power Trip, where we've been looking at the future of energy. Personal trainers, John, that sounds good.
Yeah, we got to get good abs for planet Earth. Good morning, Adora.
Good morning, John, and good morning, everyone. Today we get the latest on a very late night for senators working through the Obama administration stimulus proposal. Also, we take a look at women in the workforce, and we have some suggestions for things to do over the weekend. Those stories coming up. First, these headlines.
Another day, another push from Senate Democrats to get 60 votes supporting the stimulus package. While a group of senators from both sides of the aisle met behind closed doors yesterday to try to cut more than $100 billion from the price tag, President Obama started to sound impatient.
Don't come to the table with the same tired arguments and worn ideas that helped to create this crisis.
The president made his comments to Democratic leaders at a party retreat yesterday. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says a compromise will be reached.
I'm optimistic that we can get something done, and I hope that that, in fact, is the case. Everyone's going to have to give a little.
But Republican leader Lindsey Graham says what's at stake is bigger than just both parties giving a little here and there. He says the president is failing to lead the country out of the current economic crisis.
I am telling you right now that if this is the solution to George Bush's problems, the country is going to get worse. If this is the new way of doing business, if this is the change we all can believe in, America's best days are behind her.
A vote today? Not likely. Looking more like Monday.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will remain in a New York hospital for at least a week as she recovers from pancreatic cancer. It can be one of the deadliest forms of the disease, but the court says doctors found the tumor early. Russia says it will allow U.S. military supplies headed to Afghanistan to cross its territory. The Russian foreign minister says the Obama administration approached the Kremlin several days ago to ask permission. Kyrgyzstan decided to close a key U.S. base that supports operations in Afghanistan earlier this week.
Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps has been suspended from competition for 3 months by USA Swimming after a British paper published pictures of him smoking marijuana. He denies smoking marijuana but has apologized anyway.
January's unemployment figures will be released this morning. Analysts expect it will show the unemployment rate has risen to about 7.5%. That would be the highest in 17 years. The Dow closed up more than 1% yesterday to 8,063. The S&P was up more than 1.5% to 845. And you're probably energy conscious, but we're asking, what pet peeve do you have about other people wasting energy? Tell us your environmental peeves at 8778-MYTAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. And by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. On the Senate floor late last night, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada sounded optimistic about passing a bipartisan economic stimulus package.
A number of Republican senators working with Democratic senators trying to come up with an alternative proposal. Now, I hope something works out on this. I know that everyone's trying in good faith to move this ball down the court.
To get that agreement, senators may be working through the weekend. Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein and Todd Zwillick, reporter for Capital News Connection, are with us now with an update and a look at the Obama presidency after its second full week. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Todd, now this is a proposal, the stimulus proposal, that passed the House at $819 billion. Now it's being reported it's ballooned to $920 billion. What's going on?
Well, you have a couple of add-ons in the Senate that the Senate has done in the amendment process, and even in the underlying Senate bill that the House didn't do. We've talked in the past about this thing called the AMT, the Alternative Minimum Tax. Every single year, it's sort of a ritual. Congress comes and patches that tax. It was intended for rich people many, many years ago, 30 years ago. It's since sort of bled into the middle class. So they patch it every year so that middle class people don't have to pay it. That's in the Senate bill. That costs about $70 billion. They passed the other day a tax break for home buyers that was worth, I think, about $19 billion. There are some other things in there. So the price has gone up. And so what you see now, that bipartisan effort that Harry Reid was talking about, is an effort to get the cost of this bill down to a maximum of $800 billion. And I know he was sounding optimistic that this bipartisan group might get a package today that could be voted on. He hasn't said that he supports that effort. He says he's hopeful that they'll be able to come up with something. But he was asked seven different ways yesterday if it's something that the leadership supports. And the answer is not really. I mean, we don't have a package yet. But the leadership said yesterday that they're willing to try to pass this bill with only two or three Republican votes if that's what it takes. And they think they can do it. Now, that is not the bipartisan, broad bipartisan coalition that the president, going into this 2 weeks ago, said he wanted. He said he'd like 80 votes in the Senate, broad Republican support along with Democrats. Chuck Schumer from New York said yesterday that the dream of 80 votes is, quote, a distant memory. It's not going to happen.
A distant memory. What are the sticking points and what's on the table to get it below $800 billion?
Well, there are several sticking points. The big one is the size of the bill. You said right now it's ballooned to around $900 billion, maybe a slightly less or slightly more, and that's correct. Most Republicans think that's way too big, and they also think that the mix isn't right. They want more tax cuts. They want less spending. They want the spending that's in there to be more targeted to job creation and things that are truly stimulative, or at least what their experts say is truly stimulative, and you're going to have a fight with the House over this as well. So far, most Republicans have done a pretty good job of keeping their party discipline, and they've been very critical of the Democratic bill. Now, this bipartisan
effort.
Can I
just stop you there for one second?
Sure.
Though, I mean, you know, we're talking about this number. Get it below this. Get it above this. I mean, I've been listening really hard to this debate. It seems like they're just pulling these numbers out of a hat. There's no real economic rationale that it be any particular number, is there?
Probably not. And, you know, John, when you were saying that, it made me think yesterday of what Chairman Max Baucus of the Finance Committee said on the floor. I happened to be sitting there listening to the floor debate, as I unfortunately do quite a bit. And he said, look, none of us on the floor knows exactly, I'm paraphrasing, none of us knows exactly what we're doing. We've never dealt with this before. We're doing the best we can with the information we got. We don't know if 800 is going to work. We don't know if 900, a trillion, or 1.3 is going to work. We're sort of flying by the seat of our pants. We're doing the best we can.
That's reassuring.
Andrew, yeah. What do you make of the bipartisan effort that President Obama has been making and what Todd is describing, that it may not turn out any Republicans vote for his bill?
Well, this is the fascinating thing about all of this, because this bill was constructed with the idea that it was going to get a lot of Republican support. The biggest portion of this bill is tax cuts. And with the AMT patch, it's even bigger. As a matter of fact, that's the main reason the bill's gotten so much bigger in the Senate, is because there are more tax cuts. So when the Obama administration crafted this, they were hoping that a lot of Republicans would just jump on board, or at least enough Republicans to make it seem like a bipartisan effort. Their whole administration has been constructed to try to make things happen with Congress. They have Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff. I mean, you know, in part, Tom Daschle was elected because he was the one who could get health care through Congress. So, you know, it's interesting because about a year ago, out on the campaign trail, Hillary Clinton made this speech, which got a lot of criticism and, you know, raised a lot of hackles among Obama supporters when she said, oh, he's going to win and he's going to wave a magic wand and everything is going to work. And as a matter of fact, I think we have that clip and we could listen to it, because in some ways what is happening is that he waved his magic wand and it didn't work out the way he hoped it would.
Now, I could stand up here and say, let's just get everybody together, Let's get unified. The sky will open. The light will come down. Celestial choirs will be singing. And everyone will know we should do the right thing, and the world will be perfect.
So that clearly is not what happened.
And that was before the energy, the economic crisis went, you know, completely south, right?
It's a comment that she was making, and of course everyone's friends now, but it's a comment she was making about sort of being able to come in Washington and sweep through and bring change quickly. Now, on Obama's side, I mean, think about this. 3 weeks ago, he wasn't the president. And, you know, this is the biggest appropriations bill and the quickest moving that anybody can remember. So the fact that he hasn't got it done, I mean, it looks like he's struggling. But on the other hand, you know, here's a man of incredible ambition that set the stakes incredibly high and wasn't able to pull it off yet.
I guess to both of you, the question that I have is, forget this bipartisanship. Just forget it. It's a crisis. We've been talking crisis for the last 2 months. Now it's time to deal with it. Just get the votes. Get it done. Forget Lindsey Graham.
Here's the interesting thing. The Republicans haven't forgotten bipartisanship. My email fills up every day with, you know, sort of nasty little comments from the RNC about the stimulus package. They have maintained a very, you know, tight partisan ranks, which is fascinating when you think 2 million people came to Washington to see Obama's inauguration. The Obama people have been conciliatory, although, you know, in the last week, and in particularly yesterday evening, the president was in Williamsburg at the House Democratic Caucus, and he started sounding like the campaign Obama and saying, you know, what do you think stimulus is? It's spending. And then he even threw in that line, are you fired up? And people yelled, ready to go. So they seem to have decided that the bipartisan program that they've been trying isn't working so well, and they're going back to what they said they were going to do, which is, you know, sort of gathering the American people behind them and creating this wind of change in Washington.
Todd, go ahead. Well, I just want to add real quick, Adore, if I can, because from what Andrea says, if they're sort of saying, and what John said, you know, forget bipartisanship, we're ready to get this thing passed. The Democratic leadership said as much yesterday. Like I said, Chuck Schumer said 80 is a distant memory. We're going to get this bill passed. And keep in mind, Democrats have 58 votes. They only need to peel two or three Republicans, and they think they know which ones they want to peel. So those Republicans are kind of holdouts. I'm not prepared to vote for the bill as it stands now, they say. But if this bipartisan effort going on in the back rooms overnight fails today, a couple of little sweeteners to bring two or three Republican moderates over to the yes side, and this bill passes, and the Republican leadership will not have participated in it.
Well, let's talk about news today we're expecting, and that is the unemployment numbers. And Todd, do you think perhaps that's going to put some more pressure on Republicans to get involved or to at least be perceived as part of the solution as opposed to just reminding us about all the problems?
Well, the economic news and the employment news and the housing news has been bad ever since this started. So I'm not sure that one more day of bad news. I think most people just say, of course, the numbers are terrible. Now, rhetorically, yes, I guarantee you, Adora, that this morning after the job numbers come out, Harry Reid will get on the floor and say, look at the job numbers. We need to get this done. Republicans don't stand in the way. They'll try that. Whether or not the Republicans will feel that bite, they haven't so far. They've been four things. They want to do more on housing. They want to do more on tax cuts. So they don't feel like they're being simply obstructionist. They feel like they're offering alternative ideas that are getting voted down. For the most part, a couple of Republican amendments have gotten on this bill. The housing tax credit was a Republican amendment, so it's on there. But the news has been bad since this started. I'm not sure that a little bit more bad news is going to make too much difference today.
Yes or no? You think they're going to be working this weekend, Todd?
If Harry Reid, look for one thing called cloture today. If Harry Reid files cloture, that means they're going to vote on Sunday and this bill will not be done. Alternatively, they get it done this afternoon.
Todd Zwillick, thank you. Todd Zwillick is a reporter for Capital News Connection, and Andrea Bernstein is our takeaway political correspondent.
Thank you.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.